From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The death toll from Ecuador's biggest earthquake in decades has soared to at least 232 Sunday. Rescuers, meanwhile, continue using tractors and bare hands to hunt desperately for survivors in shattered coastal towns. The 7.8 magnitude quake struck off the Pacific coast on Saturday and was felt around the nation of 16 million people, causing panic as far away as the highland capital of Quito, collapsing buildings and roads in western towns. President Rafael Correa rushed home from a trip to Italy, and he confirmed the number of fatalities Sunday. Meanwhile, the country's vice president says the quake has caused considerable damage. He says citizens under the supervision of emergency personnel are being moved. He asks that everyone remains calm, and they need the highest level of coordination possible between citizens and public service personnel. Meanwhile, more than 1,500 people were injured, according to authorities. 11 people remain missing Sunday in southern Japan from two powerful earthquakes there that killed 41 people. This comes as the U.S. military announced that it's preparing to join relief efforts, and Toyota said it would suspend nearly all of its vehicle production in Japan. An Air France passenger plane has landed in Tehran International Airport. It marks a resumption of Paris-Tehran flights. The Sunday flight is the first Air France jet to land in Iran in 8 years, and it follows a landmark nuclear deal reached with world powers that went into effect in January. Air France will fly to Iran three times a week. This is VOA News. French President François Hollande, meanwhile, has arrived in Egypt on a visit his hosts say will deepen the distinct and strong ties the two nations share. But it's also taking place while Egypt's image in Europe is being battered over the case of an Italian graduate student kidnapped and tortured to death in Cairo. In Egypt Sunday, as part of a three-nation Middle East tour, the French leader was accompanied by a large business delegation. The two sides are expected to sign accords in the fields of energy, infrastructure, and culture, according to an Egyptian presidential statement. The Belgian government Sunday appointed a new transport minister in a reshuffle sparked by allegations of lax security at Brussels airports. That's one of the two targets hit by suicide bombers last month. The new minister is François Bellot. He's 62, and he replaces Jacqueline Galant, whose resignation Friday made her the first political casualty of the attacks. Bellot will meet with King Philippe on Monday to take his oath of office, according to a Belgian royal palace statement. Conditions are desperate inside a Palestinian refugee camp, which is home to 10,000 civilians in Damascus, according to the UN Sunday. It comes as civilian casualties mount elsewhere from indiscriminate attacks across the country, despite a nominal ceasefire. The UN Palestinian Refugee Agency said violent battles between extremists have left residents of the Yarmouk camp without food or water for more than a week. Meanwhile, Pope Francis took some Syrian refugees back home for a quick visit to the Greek island of Lesbos, where refugees have been living in camps. Hassan is one of the refugees.
Thank you for all. We appreciate your prayers for all refugees, especially for Syrian refugees.
The Vatican confirmed that the three Muslim families, including six children, will be housed in the Vatican. The Pope said his decision to bring them back to Rome was purely humanitarian and not a political act. A Burundi official said Sunday that four members of the country's ruling party were killed in an attack and continuing violence associated with the extended tenure of President Pierre Nkurunziza. The attack was on supporters of the ruling party who had gathered for an environmental cleanup exercises, according to the chief of Mungamba district in Bururi province. Italy said Sunday it hoped Libya's UN-backed unity government could restore control of the country's border to limit migrant flows from north and south and was ready to help in any way it could. The French and German foreign ministers visited Tripoli Saturday to show support for the government there. More details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.